11 things you can do if you're not happy in a marriage. Cate Blanchett said something very beautiful once. She said, marriage is a risk. I think it's a great and glorious risk for as long as you embark on the adventure in the same spirit. Does the thought, I'm not happy in my marriage, often play on your mind? You're not alone. Being in an unhappy marriage feels like being stuck at a dead end. There is a vacuum inside your heart that nothing seems to fill. But if you don't want to exit yet, you can consider the following steps to save your marriage. According to Dana Adam Sharpio's research for his book, You Can Be Right or You Can Be Married, very few married people are happy. He says about 17%. For a country whose culture is based on this institution, what exactly does derail a marriage? A lack of communication, dishonesty, and adultery are among the top problems, Sharpio notes. Here are 11 things you can try. Practice forgiveness. Remember, in a marriage, even when you're right, you're not really winning. Any act of forgiveness must start with you. That's because when we punish ourselves, we unconsciously also punish our partner too. Psychological counselor Sabatina Sangma says, when we forgive someone, we are releasing ourselves from the pain that we carry. Is there really a point to remember all the times that you've been let down? How about you think of the times when you weren't let down? Support your partner. Show your support for your partner in whatever they do. Take more interest in their work, even if it is something which uninterests you or is confusing to you. This will make your partner feel respected and valued. Perhaps it will also help you in getting to know your partner better, especially if they are the kind whose life revolves around their work. Appreciate them. I'm not happy with my married life is a frequent complaint in today's relationships. True happiness comes when you appreciate the things you do have. Who said the path of true love is meant to be easy? Do not compare your marriage with that of your friends or acquaintances. The grass always looks greener on the other side. Actually, the grass looks greener on the side you water it on. So appreciate your partner for who they are. Build shared interests. Marriages are about sharing similar goals and interests in their journey together. It is normal for two people to have not much in common. For a marriage to work, you both need to invest time in each other's life. And by this, I don't mean plotting carpool routes or deciding who's going to bring groceries on Mondays, Tuesdays, and Fridays. It could be something as simple as solving the crossword together or beating a level on Wordle tonight. Sometimes it is as simple as committing to eat every dinner together or to go out for a walk post-dinner so you both have the time, space, and opportunity to bond. Take care of your appearance. I know, this is an old one. But as a marriage matures with kids, household, or work responsibilities, we tend to focus a lot less on ourselves. And we all know what happens then. When we focus less on ourselves, we obviously focus less on the person who's there because of us. Compliment your partner. Do you remember the time when you were dating and every outfit you wore got a wow or you look great from him? When was the last time you sat your spouse down and said, I love your hair? Or yellow is exactly the color you need to wear? When you're no longer happy in a marriage, you forget to acknowledge anything good about it or your partner. Counseling psychologist Kavita Paniam says, something as routine as thanking your partner for bringing you a glass of water when you get home after a long day can do wonders in making them feel valued and cherished. Practice active listening. Sabatina says, being an active listener not only allows us to make appropriate decisions, but also shows that we care about what our partner is saying and that we respect their perspective. This becomes even more crucial during disagreements, fights, and arguments. I know it's not the easiest thing, but even if you do disagree, wait for them to finish and then offer a calm rebuttal, a counter what they are saying. And remember, when things get ugly, it's always better to call a timeout than get nasty. Be honest in your marriage. All of us have this one friend who talks about how possessive her husband is, who's constantly checking up on where she is during the day. Have you ever reflected on your friend's behavior or what led him to get so suspicious about her? Sometimes hiding things from your partner leads to bigger rifts. Your partner may feel they aren't considered important enough for you to share those things with them. Give surprises. Surprises aren't for girlfriends and babies alone, you know. A lot of couples are not happy in marriage anymore because things have gotten mundane and routine too fast. Keep giving your partner surprises and do things to make them happy. It could be something as simple as picking up flowers on a weeknight back home. It could be going for a movie on a school night when she least expects it. Chances are they will do the same. Be happy from within. No one can and should have the power to influence your feelings and state of mind. But that is easier said than done. Be in control of your feelings, indulge in activities, and engage with people who bring you true happiness. Remember, it is impossible for one person to fulfill all your needs as a soulmate. Instead of blaming your partner and moving away from an unhappy marriage, identify what brings you happiness and explore those paths.